Restaurant Unstoppable, episode 19.
Welcome to RestaurantUnstoppable.com. Listen to successful restaurant professionals as they discuss the tools, tactics, and services they use to better lead, manage, and market their restaurants. Join our community and make your restaurant dreams unstoppable. Here's your host, Eric Cacciatore.
Yo, what's going on, all you unstoppable restaurant professionals? It's Eric Cacciatore here, and I have a great show for you today. Before we get started, let me invite you to check out www.restaurantunstoppable.com. And I am on Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, Twitter. I'm out there. I'm easy to find. Please connect with me. Tell me who you want to hear from. Who are some restaurant professionals that you admire and think would be a great addition to the show? And let me know what you think about the questions and just the general vibe of the show and where we're going. And I'm always looking to improve, but I need your suggestions. Don't be shy. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I have an outstanding Authority Thursday lined up for today. Unfortunately, my guest had to cancel last minute because of a webinar they're doing for their website. I don't want to give away any hints as to who it was, because I like to build on the suspense, but I'll give you a hint. He's an Australian chap, but that's all you're going to get for a hint. I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity today to talk to you guys about enlightened hospitality. It's no secret that Danny Myers setting the table has been a hot topic of discussion here on the show. So I was finally able to finish reading that book, and it's awesome. One of the really main points that stuck out to me in that book was his discussion on enlightened hospitality. And it resonated with me so much that I decided to kind of base one of the questions in my podcast off this concept of enlightened hospitality. Before I get into what enlightened hospitality is, let me just define hospitality for you real quick. And hospitality is defined as the friendly and generous reception and entertainment of guests, visitors, and strangers. And some synonyms of hospitality include friendliness, hospitableness, warmth, welcome, helpfulness, neighborliness, kindness, congeniality, courtesy, amenability, generosity, and entertainment. So just some of the words that should be sticking with you when you think of the definition of hospitality. So then what is enlightened hospitality? Well, Danny Myers defines enlightened hospitality by saying you need to prioritize to whom you deliver that hospitality to, starting first with your inner guests or your employees, then to your guests, then your community, then your suppliers, then your investors. And this last part I've added, and it isn't in the book, but I really think you should extend that onto your industry, in our case, the restaurant industry. So I'll elaborate a little bit more. We'll get started with employees and how you can treat your employees with hospitality and really just make them feel like more than just somebody who's coming to collect a paycheck. So there's so many things you can do to kind of create that sense of hospitality to your employee. One example is, you know, just caring for them and offering them, for example, like an employee meal or a staff meal or a team meal. You can offer mentorship. There's so many people who are in this industry and they're passionate about it, and they don't always get to work with somebody who is willing to teach them. And you can be that somebody to teach them. Just offer them respect. Create an atmosphere that doesn't tolerate gossip or rumors. Or, you know, we have to work with each other, so we really have to respect that workspace. And just, you know, create that environment. One thing I've noticed in this podcast, a lot of my guests have recommended or suggested doing. I know it was Chef Robert Burrell of Cafe Provence and also Justin Walker of Earth. I believe it was the two of them and probably a few others that said You should help your employee get the next job. Yeah, we're going to get some great staff members who are capable of great things and have a lot of potential, and we need to accept the fact that their potential is beyond our restaurant. And we should help them move to this next step. By doing so, it's going to come back to pay us by just creating that positive energy, and they're going to go to people they know who maybe came through the same school system they did, and they're going to suggest going to work for you as a first job just because they know you're a good person to work for, and you're going to help them, mentor them, and help them move to the next step. You have to kind of be open to that concept. So that's one way you can show hospitality to your inner guest or your employee. One thing that kind of sticks out to me, a story that I can think of, is with my boss when I worked at the pizza place I worked at all throughout high school, in college, and post-college while I was a commercial pilot for supplemental income. My boss, Manny, he helped me so much moving on beyond the pizza place. He knew that at the time, my career was in aviation. And when I graduated college, I told him I had my first job interview for a real big person job. Not to say that the hospitality industry isn't a real career, because we all know it is. But he was able to find a suit for me to wear to this interview. And I think it was his own suit. He just gave it to me. He said, you've been so good to me. The suit, you just take it. You need to look sharp for your interview. And that has always stuck with me. And just the kindness, the warmth, the generosity of that moment has always made me want to go back and help them whenever I could. And the same boss, Manny, when I got my first job flying, this previous job I was talking about was a desk job, but I got the opportunity to go out to Saipan, which is on the border of the Marianas Trench, right along the Philippine Sea and the Pacific Ocean. I was a charter pilot out there, and I didn't have a dime to my name when I got this job. But he knew this, but he gave me like $500 and just said, here, take it. You've worked so hard for me. You've earned this. Please, you need something, and this is the least I can do. And it's just those little things that you can do to those employees that have earned your respect. And you know what? If you're not a manager or a boss and you're listening to this and you're somebody who's working in the restaurant industry or you're a student, it's a two-way street, guys. You need to show hospitality to your bosses too. And you do this by giving them the respect they deserve, by showing up to your shifts on time, by communicating to them when you're going to be late or if you're sick, or if you notice somebody that's a team member isn't carrying their weight. You need to be hospitable to your boss and let them know what's going on and give them that mutual respect. It's a two-way street. So these are just a couple of the examples I can think of how to be a hospitable boss and being hospitable to your staff and team. And I want to mention too, in the book, Danny Myers also talks about finding 51%ers. And I won't get into too deep into the definition of a 51%er, but basically, when you're searching for people to build your team, you want to focus on people that are 51% emotionally intelligent and 49% technologically intelligent or technical. Emotional intelligence is huge in this industry, and that's where it starts, with surrounding yourself with those employees that are emotionally intelligent, just while we're on the topic of employees. But then we have to talk about enlightened hospitality and the guest. And this is pretty honest, or pretty straightforward. Like, I mean, you have to be hospitable towards your guests. Like, no crap, right? It's pretty obvious, but that's the next step in enlightened hospitality. Don't treat your guests like cattle. They're more than just a dollar to make. They're a part of your community. They're human beings. They're individuals, and they need to be recognized as individuals. Show enlightened hospitality by always using names whenever possible. Learn your guest inside and out. Know their history. Know their interests. Know their strengths, their talents, whatever it is, whatever part in the community they play. Know something about them, and thank them for whatever contributions they may give to your community. People like to be recognized. There's a Zulu African greeting that goes by, or it's something along the lines, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but it's Shawubuna or Shawabuna. I'm no linguist, but It literally means or translates into "I see you," but it's more than just the physical sense of you. It's more "I see your personality" and "I see your human" or "I see the humanity in you." It's really interesting, but that kind of makes us think about how we should be seeing our guests every day we encounter them, and share this with your team, share this with your staff members, challenge them to acknowledge your guests with eye contact. But when you are seeing them and acknowledging them with your eye contact, say to yourself, "I see you," and say to yourself, "I don't only see that you're there, but I see who you are and that you are a part of our humanity." And you'll be surprised. I've tried doing this, and like when you really see into somebody and acknowledge them and smile with your eyes, people can sense it, and it's really powerful. I know it sounds all woo-woo and mushy-gushy, but you have to try it. It's really incredible what an authentic smile and eye contact can do. I mentioned this earlier with the synonyms, but be neighborly and amenable. Cater to these individual needs. Everyone's different. They all have different needs. And when you learn everyone's individual needs, they're going to become a regular and they're going to do everything and anything to get their friends and family in your restaurant. So just don't forget, it's more than a business transaction. It's a human relationship that you're creating with your guests. And the next level of priority in enlightened hospitality is being hospitable towards your community. And there's so many different ways you can get hospitable with your community. Just for example, you can get involved through volunteering, through donating, through becoming a mentor to the youth. And just some examples that I can think of immediately are with Chef Andy Husbands. He's very active with Share Our Strength, which is a community service or I guess you'd call it an inner city an operation. I really don't know much about it, but I know that what it does is it teaches inner city children about food and how to cook, and low income houses how to just cook and provide meals for your family. So that's really cool. Not too long ago, I had on the show Brianna Lee Tibetz from Brian, and they do this great fundraiser to raise money for cancer. So there's just a few of the examples of different ways you can get involved with your community. And it doesn't have to be donating money. You could donate your space. You have a beautiful space that you can share during the quiet hours, or maybe it's a vent room that you can donate for a meeting for a good cause. So just get creative with it, and don't be limited to what you can do, and think outside the box. There's always some way you can get engaged with your community. And social media, guys, talking about engagement and getting engaged through your social media accounts and your community, use these tools to reach out and to find out what's going on in your communities and interact with people. Let them know that you're listening to them and their stories and what's happening in their lives, and they'll love that. And they'll be showing that you care and showing that you're interested is a form of hospitality. They want to know that you have an interest in them. They want to feel like you see them as a human and not as a paste up, for lack of better expression, I guess. So when you invest in your community, it makes your community better. And when your community improves, more people are attracted to your community, like, for example, other businesses. And if you're attracting these other businesses and these, maybe there are other restaurants, but if they're the good kind of restaurants and other businesses, you're leading by example and you're setting the pace. And if they see that you're doing all this involvement with the community and investing in your community, they're going to start investing in the community. And when everybody's investing in their community, well, how the expression goes that's in Setting the Table by Danny Myers is all boats will rise with the tide. If everybody is setting the community or setting the standard or investing in their community, everybody is going to benefit and nobody loses, which is just kind of just, it's good stuff, man. It makes it feel happy and warm on the inside. I know it's woohoo or woo-woo, mushy-gushy, but you know what? It is what it is, and it's the power of positivity. So you have to be willing to set that tone. And so the next step in enlightened hospitality, is being hospitable towards your suppliers. And this is kind of out of my realm. I don't have much experience or knowledge about ways to be hospitable towards your suppliers. But some of the just the quick ideas I have just through brainstorming, it all goes back to your community, right? So find ways to support your community. I mean, my instinct says source from local purveyors and farmers. If you give your money to these people who are part of your community and you're supporting them, your money is going right back into the community and everyone is benefiting. And you'll find that when you start investing in your community and supporting your local farmers and purveyors, your bakers, your artisans of the world, it looks so good on your business. And people will notice. And don't be shy. Don't be afraid to let people know where you're investing your money and where you're sourcing your goods. It looks so good for you. And really, you should feel good about what you're doing because it's just it all comes back around to pay you in the long run. And those people that you get your bread from or get your cheese from or get your produce from, if it's community sourced, they're going to send people your way because they know that sending people your way is going to be beneficial to them because then they will be able to provide you with more goods. So, like I said, it just comes back around to serve you. And this is just one example of how being hospitable towards your suppliers can, you know, serve you in the long run. The next step in enlightened hospitality, the next priority, is being hospitable towards your investors. So this kind of too is a little bit beyond my knowledge. Like I have no problem with being transparent. Like I say, I'm a student and I'm learning every day, but if I just sit and brainstorm, here are some of the ideas I can come up with when it comes to trying to be, hospitable towards your investors. It kind of reminds me of what I was talking about earlier with, employees being hospitable towards their bosses. In a way, your investor is kind of like your boss. They're supplying you with money so you can do what you have to do to pay the bills. So be hospitable by just paying them back on time. I guess paying their bills or, you know, paying your debts back in a respectful manner. Don't forget that without their investment, you wouldn't have this opportunity to live your dream. So share your glory with them. Give them acknowledgement when you get recognized and make sure you say, you know, I couldn't have done it without my investors and with these people having faith in me. And I'm sure that will go back to serve you in the long run. Danny Myers uses an example that just came to mind where as little kids and when we're children, we think about how we have to share our toys with other kids, and nobody likes to share, but we're taught at a young age that when you share, everybody benefits. And you might not benefit right now, but those other kids will remember that time you shared your toys with them. And when it's time to, as you grow older, and when it's time to call on these friends, they're going to remember how, you know, it sounds silly, but the truth of the matter is when you share things and you share your toys and you share your glory, people don't forget that. And you're building on relationships and you're building on partnerships. And in the long run, when it comes time to maybe there's a new venture or a new idea, you might have a new restaurant concept, you might need a little help. You might need a little money. And these people won't forget how great you were with paying them back on time, with giving them credit for investing in you. It's just the little things. When you're hospitable, it comes back to serve you. And the last thing that I'm adding to the whole concept of enlightened hospitality is be hospitable to your industry. We live in an age today where it's so easy to share knowledge and to share insights and to join collaborations. One collaboration I can think of is Chefs Collaborative. This is a great community of chefs and people sharing knowledge and working together to create awareness about sustainability. But that's just an example of how people work together in this industry, and people are being hospitable in investing in their industry with knowledge and collaboration. Another example I can think of is Vermont Fresh Network, a network of farmers and purveyors in Vermont that band together to support their industry. And Restaurant Unstoppable is a great example, too. Like, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to collect information from you guys and store it in one space where we can all listen and learn from your stories on how to better lead, manage, and market our restaurants. And we're basically just learning through storytelling and through sharing knowledge and expertise and giving completely objective reviews on products and services. And it's so hard to stay on top of it on our own, but we don't have to do it on our own. We have each other, guys. And all you have to do is be willing to break down those walls and to share and to pay it forward. And I promise you, if you're open to the concept and you pay it forward and share, and it's going to come back around to pay you in some way or some form. But that kind of wraps it up for the, you know, what I wanted to cover with Enlightened Hospitality, to really dive into the whole concept of what Enlightened Hospitality is, or in the very least, what it means to me, and why I wanted to share it with you, to kind of get an idea of why I made it such a big part of the show. I really just think it's at the core of the industry, and it runs so deep that you don't even see it, but it's really such an important aspect of what makes us successful. And I don't know about you, but I'm super excited to start absorbing some of these incredible stories that we're going to be getting, the examples of Enlightened Hospitality that our guests will be sharing with us soon. So don't forget to don't just be hospitable towards your guests. Be hospitable with every encounter that your restaurant brings to you. And if you start thinking about these relationships more than just being business relationships and being human relationships, then you'll see success will start to roll your way and your restaurant dreams will become unstoppable. Thanks for all of your time today. I can't wait to talk to you next time. And until then, peace.